Hi there, and welcome to this ComputerWithYou.com podcast with me, Anthony Adsett, storage editor with Computer Weekly. With me today, I'm very pleased to say I've got Paul Speciale, CMO with Scality. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Anthony. Very nice to be here.
It's great to have you, Paul. So the questions we're talking about today revolve around immutable storage. So the first thing I wanted to ask you was, where do we find immutable storage? And why is it important? Over to you.
Great question. And those of us that have been around a while know that immutable storage has actually been around for years, even decades. I'm sure we all remember Worm, write once, read many media, right? We started with optical disks, and later we actually progressed to things like content addressed storage, CAS, which for me was interesting because it's a forerunner of what we work in today, object storage solutions. But if you look now, customers have several options for immutable storage, right? Tape, they have hardened operating system repositories, backup appliances, file system snapshots, and object storage. It's really important now to have all these options because of what's happening to our industry and to our world, right? Ransomware attacks on data. And immutable storage is really a great cornerstone of a multi-layered strategy to protect data from attacks that try to modify or delete data. And it's very interesting because I wouldn't have thought this a few years ago, but it now is the case that sophisticated ransomware actors have learned that they need to attack backups as well as the primary production data, right? It's easy to see, right? Because if the business has access to the backup and they can restore, they don't need to pay the ransom. And it turns out that this happens a lot. If you look at some of the recent ransomware trends report, the one from Veeam says that 93% of ransomware attacks actually target the backups. That's how nefarious it is, okay? So immutability is important. We actually did a survey late last year to ask enterprises how important it was to them. And we did this survey in the UK, USA, France, and Germany. And we asked them, how is immutable data storage an essential element of your corporate cybersecurity strategy? Turns out that 94% of them already rely on it. And 69% consider immutable storage essential to their corporate cybersecurity. So that's really good, right? It says that it's important and everybody's using it. But of course, then you have to look at what degree you have, how strong your immutable storage is.
Thanks, Paul. Yes, that leads well into my next question, which is to ask what gaps exist in which kind of immutable storage? And I guess you're going to tell me perhaps also kind of which types of immutable storage might be more suited to particular use cases such as ransomware. But over to
Sure. Well, let me kind of start at a high level. And, you have to look at sort of these macro differences, right? So what are the gaps that create exposures to ransomware attacks? And I'm going to zero in on this scenario where we're protecting backup data, okay? Because in backup data, you can be a little stronger in immutability. If you have primary data, of course, you have to have writable storage systems. But for backups, the first question is, does the underlying storage actually have true immutable properties, right? Or is it essentially, can the data be modified in place, right? The latter, the storage would actually be mutable. Okay, that's the first one. The second one, is the data immutable at the moment you store it, or is there some kind of delay, right? And if there's a delay that's, more than hours, let's say, then there's a window of exposure, right? The third one we try to think about is how tightly integrated is the immutable storage with the application, right? Does the application have an ability to configure and enable the immutability, right? Or is it a default in the storage system, or is the admin responsible for it? We'd like there to be an API, okay? And then the third one, the final one I would say is the immutable data online, right? Let's say it's very immutable, but it's offline and you don't have it when you need to restore it. That's not so great, right? So I guess I'll compare file systems and object storage in that scenario. True object storage, really the semantics never overwrite existing data, right? The overwrite should always be implemented as new writes. So you have inherent immutability, right? And if we think about POSIX file systems, that's not their design, right? Their design by nature is to be editable down to the byte level. So that's not inherently immutable. That's inherently mutable storage, okay? And then you can think more about, things like S3 object locking. That's a way to really make the data immutable the moment you store it. Okay, that's very different from a file system where it's mutable until you create a snapshot, right? And you might create the snapshot minutes later or hours later or every day. There's still a window of exposure, right? And you can go on and on, right? The S3 object locking API also gives you the ability to set retention policies and compliance enforcement. The API is something that the application, like a Veeam or a Commvault or a Rubrik, can use to set the storage system the way it needs it to behave, right? So I would say that that sort of intrinsic immutability does create a much stronger degree of immutability than other forms. But the gaps, I think, are the ones we talked about, right? Look for truly immutable. Look for, is the data mutable the minute you write it? And is there some tight application control? Those are the gaps that I look for.
Thanks very much, Paul. And that's all the time we have for today. For more content on these and other subjects related to storage and backup, please check out computerweekly.com/storage. Thank you very much again, Paul. Bye now.
Thank you, Anthony.